morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With us again is Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charles C., how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find mirestail in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only mirestail, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. As reported by the United States Department of Agriculture in its recent seedings report, the number of planted canola acres in Oklahoma has dropped significantly from a year ago. Dr. Ron Scholler of the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission and Great Plains Canola Association attributes this drop in acres to terrible weather conditions during planting season. He explained in a recent interview with Farm Director Ron Hayes that this past September was abnormally dry, making soil unsuitable for sowing. Farmers delayed their planting for a couple of weeks, he said, during which time it began to rain.
So we lost a lot of planned acres because of the weather. Very unfortunate situation, but we only have a 30-day window. It's very tight, and Mother Nature just did not help us out very much.
Since then, rain has again been scarce. Scholler reports little moisture has been seen in the countryside since October, putting most of the state at roughly 90 days without notable precipitation. Even so, Scholler says,
The crop still looks remarkably good. We had good subsoil moisture, and we had some weather conditions that allowed the crop to acclimate as the cold weather started this year that we did not have last year. We had too much top growth last year, which makes the crop very vulnerable to winter kill. This year, we had a better period of time where the crop acclimated. So we had crop growing right up until about 2 weeks ago when we really began to get into the cold weather. So the crop looks really good, remarkably good given our weather conditions. So we remain optimistic about what we have out there. We're looking every bit as good as the wheat crop and maybe just a little bit better.
And according to the USDA, as canola acres have dropped, so too have wheat acres in the state. Scholler encourages producers to carefully consider replacing those wheat acres with canola, pointing out the current price spread advantage. With that and a return to more favorable weather, Scholler believes farmers will be motivated to plant more canola next fall.
The new crop prices are $3 a bushel, so that price spread is there that they need to grow the canola. It's a little bit more expensive to produce, and the yields are not as good. So we need some price differential there, and we have it.
You got farm news on Ron.
Hey, Brahms is big on the letter B, you know.
The letter B, as in?
Well, there's the B in Brahms, and in burritos,
yeah.
And bag.
And you can make them go together, right?
How about a bag of breakfast burritos at Brahms? That's five big burritos for just $5.99.
Wow, that's a bargain.
Here's another B. Better, as in Brahms makes them better.
Okay, now say this. Five bigger, better breakfast burritos today at your neighborhood Brahms.
Unbelievable.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.